So you think you can dance? Fail. Created by Seer and Opal Song. Opening spiel. I hope you're ready for the fourth elimination round of So You Think You Can Dance Veil. I know how much you enjoy watching me froth at the mouth, and whoo boy, what a doozy this week was. There was happy froth, sad froth, and the furious froth of a thousand exploding suns. Not quite sure what happened to my metaphor there. What I'm trying to say is that this week delivered everything we love, and love to hate, about So You Think You Can Dance, and this season in particular. Will Ruby and Weiss continue to be a train wreck of a partnership? Can I love Ren and Nora more than I already do? Will Cardin finally be eliminated? Buckle up, we're about to find out. Opening dance. Top 16, hip hop. Time to say goodbye. Choreographed by David Scott. There's a point where it taps, there's a point where it breaks, there's a point where it bends, and a point where it just can't take. A good start to the week with this upbeat routine. I mostly appreciate how the choreographer let each dancer get a turn as principal dancer, instead of just Kira all the time. There is a downside to this, though, giving us more of dancers we'd rather stay in the background. Cardin! But ultimately, it was the perfect opening dance for this week, every dancer giving their all. This high-energy dance did its job and got me excited. Most improved. Ruby and Weiss. Broadway. What is this feeling? Choreographed by Spencer Liff. Wow. Just wow. What happened? I was so worried for this routine. I mean, a contemporary dancer like Ruby and a ballerina like Weiss shouldn't have trouble with a Broadway routine. But for the last 3 weeks, the partnership between Ruby and Weiss was giving me dangerous levels of secondhand embarrassment. And suddenly, this happened. This routine was a close runner-up for Best of the Night. And no, the irony does not escape me that it was during a routine about two people loathing each other that these two finally connected as partners. I have a good feeling these two won't be in the bottom six anymore. Also, can we pause and talk about this week's fun facts segment? I'm usually neutral to the tell the audience something about your partner gimmick, but we had some real gold come out of this week. Weiss's disbelief as she told us Ruby once tried to mail her dog was only matched by Ruby's disbelief that Weiss had never slept in a bunk bed. Never change. Best story. Pira and John, Bollywood. Psych Bollywood credits. Choreographed by Nakul. It never gets less hilarious that Jean doesn't know how famous Pira is. She could be on the judges' panel. Jean's fun fact that Pira was on a cereal box was so cute. And the image of tiny Jean learning to breakdance from his grandpa is too adorable for words. But it was the story that really made this routine. Flailing tourist falls in love with Indian princess was perfect for this pair. Kira's flawless execution of fast-paced, incredibly complicated hand gestures was a glory to see. I don't think I breathed at all for the second half of the routine. I was worried when the rehearsal footage told us Jean and Pira would have to dance in total sync for a portion. Pira might be a dance goddess descended to the earth, but Jean's... let's call him a diamond in the rough. But he didn't miss a beat in the synchronized portion. I have no doubt that he and Kira rehearsed the crap out of that sequence outside of the dance studio. And it really paid off. Most steamy. Blake and Yang, Foxtrot, Alors on danse. Choreographed by Dimitri. Is it hot in here? It's Alors. Definitely hot in here. Someone open a window. Alors. Like Ruby and Weiss, Blake and Yang's partnership really Alors. Clicked this week. Combined with a smooth foxtrot, the results definitely raise the temperature at least 10 degrees. I'm not sure that's what the choreographer was going for, but that's definitely what they got. Who's complaining? Not me, that's for sure. It was nice to see Blake owning it in her own style, and for someone who auditioned as a crumper, it looks like Yang's got a knack for ballroom herself. The fun facts for this pair were pretty great, too. Yang taking Blake to a dance club sounds like a great time. Can I come too? But I can't say I'm surprised that Yang's been banned from several clubs. Let's be real, it's probably for making the other patrons look bad. No. Cardinan Russell, contemporary, heterosexual man. Choreographed by Travis Wall. No. Nope. Stop. I cannot believe that Nigel liked this routine. Everything about this dance was excruciating. The dancing? Bad. The song? The worst. Sorry, that's wrong. Cardin is the worst. I feel for Travis Wall. It's clear from the rehearsal footage that Travis meant the song to be playful and ironic. Trust Cardin to miss the point completely and dance it totally straight. And Russell? I don't know. He's got hair? You want a fun fact? I got one for you. Cardin's a douchebag. Someone tell that a-hole to stop wiggling his eyebrows at the camera. I can only throw up so much before I will literally die. Best Sell. Sun and Neptune. Lyrical hip-hop. Run, boy, run. Choreographed by Tabitha and Napoleon. I don't know if dancing after that monstrosity is a blessing or a curse. On the one hand, anything would look amazing in comparison. But on the other hand, I'm a little distracted by the murderous rage I'm in right now. But that's not fair to these contestants, so I'll try to focus. This dance wasn't a stretch for these two, really. Sun was dancing his own style, and as a jazz dancer, Neptune wasn't far from his either. It was the choreography that elevated this routine, in my opinion. A high-concept story piece about a boy getting sucked into a dimension of monsters could have crashed hard, but Sun and Neptune really sold it. The fun facts for this pair were great, too. The best trivia is when we actually learn something that illuminates a new facet of our contestants. It doesn't have to be anything big, either. Just a little fact. Like that Sun really, really loves bananas is enough to make him seem more real. And, I admit, I think it's hilarious that Neptune has never been seen without his goggles. They're permanently glued to his head. That's my headcanon, and I'm sticking to it. Most Forgettable. Melanie and Militia. Contemporary. Ghost. Choreographed by Stacey Tukey. Did a dance just happen? I can't remember. No, seriously, I can't remember a thing about this routine. There was music? Maybe? You'd think two identical twins dancing in their own style would leave more of an impact. But nope. I can't even remember the fun facts. They're twins! They should have great facts about each other. Maybe they did? Upon, like, 5 minutes of meditation, the only thing I can recall about watching this routine was that I ate a cracker. My unsalted cracker was more memorable than this dance. I guess that says something. Most off the mark. Emerald and Mercury. Paso Doble. Somebody told me. choreographed by Jean-Marc Généraux. Not a song I'd associate with ballroom, but Jean-Marc is known for his unconventional choreography choices. Don't get me wrong, I love this song, but this routine didn't quite work. It almost worked. Almost. And I think I figured out what was wrong. It felt like Emerald was leading the whole time. If they'd been aiming for that, it could have been amazing. But they clearly meant for Mercury to be the leader. I can't blame them, really. Emerald is a lyrical hip-hop dancer and Mercury does tap. Ballroom is about as far from their styles as you can get. And I can't forget to mention their fun facts. The most surprising thing was how much I wasn't surprised to learn that Mercury went to juvie, or that Emerald is actually a kleptomaniac. It's okay, I still want to be your friend. Yes! Nora and Ren, Hip Hop, Holiday, choreographed by Lil C. A tapper and a contemporary dancer walk into a hip-hop rehearsal. Sounds like the setup to a joke, doesn't it? But there was nothing funny about this ass-kicking routine. Everyone has their own favorites, but I'm throwing in my vote for Nora and Ren right now. I think it's because at first glance, they both seem like dancers who wouldn't get very far in this competition. But as soon as they start dancing, they blow those expectations away. This routine fits that description to a T. This dance was so good for me. I'll hear no criticism. And those fun facts? Ren once ate 30 pancakes in an hour on a dare? Nora drank an entire bottle of syrup not on a dare? Bless those two. Even if they don't win this season, they've already won my heart. Let's talk about those solos. Melanie, contemporary. Lucy fears the morning star. A better showing than her duet, at least. But it wasn't mind-blowing. Unfortunately, it needed to be in order to overcome Nigel's weighty favoritism of Cardiff. Militia, contemporary, Nikki Don't Stop. I think it was a good choice for Militia to pick a different sort of song from her sister. The twins gimmick can only carry someone so far in a contest with only one winner. But was it unique enough? Ruby, contemporary, Red Like Roses. Now, this is how you do a contemporary solo. Ever since her standout audition performance, Ruby's been on my radar. If she can hold her own against Pyra, that's a pretty big if. She's got a chance at being not only the youngest contestant on So You Think You Can Dance ever, but also its youngest winner. Weiss, ballet. Mirror, mirror. Weiss is always breathtaking in her own style. It's too bad ballet requires too much dedicated training and torturous footwear to be regularly featured on this show. Mind you, that would only be worth it if every dancer was as graceful as Weiss. Cardin, ballroom. Look good in leather. Get off the stage, Cardin! At this point, Cardin is dangerously close to going past the event horizon of just being a gross dancer and coming out the other side as a kind of embodied nightmare of liminal insanity. Russell, contemporary. improper dancing. I don't give Russell much attention, and maybe this is unfair, but my desire to punch Cardin in his smug face is very distracting. So, how does he fare as a soloist? Good question. I can't decide if his exuberant flailing version of Contemporary, combined with this particular song choice, condemns Russell or redeems him. But if it got rid of Cardin, I'd happily see Russell go too. Penny, special guest. Animation. I Am Not a Robot. Greg Taylor remix. But inside, it's just a little baby. Oh, it's okay to say you've got a weak spot. You don't always have to be. That was one face-meltingly good solo. I'm just in awe of everything Penny does right now. The special guest dancer this week, Penny is the So You Think You Can Dance winner alumnus from Atlas, and I think I want to move there if they could teach me to dance like that. It should be criminal irony that a song about celebrating imperfections should be danced so flawlessly. Also, Penny, I'm not sure that I believe the claim that you're not actually a robot, and I do not care. My only regret is that this dance couldn't go on forever. Closing comments. I am so mad, so mad that Melanie and Militia were eliminated, not Cardin and Russell. Nigel, you can only carry that sack of dead weight for long before he's gone. The people demand it. I guarantee those two will be in the bottom again next week after the barf fest I just witnessed. Cardin aside, I can't deny that Melanie and Militia's duet didn't do them any favors, and their solos were only passable. But this is So You Think You Can Dance, and just passable isn't enough. Fortunately, the bad this week was matched and more by the good. I can't wait to see what we get next week from Ruby and Weiss now that they've connected as partners. Ditto for Blake and Yang. Pyrrha is always a delight to watch, and I'm enjoying the transformation we're seeing in Jean under her tutelage. And then there's Ren and Nora. They should get their own spin-off show with Penny. I hope she'll come back for the finale. In fact, I anticipate we'll be seeing at least one of these dances again in the finale. Until next week, it's a crazy dance world out there. Take care of yourselves. The end. Music credits, in the order of appearance. The So You Think You Can Dance opening credits. Time to Say Goodbye by Jeff Williams and Casey Lee Williams. What Is This Feeling? From the Wicked Broadway soundtrack. Sung by Christina Chenoweth, Idina Menzel, and Ensemble. Psych Bollywood credits. Credits used for the Psych TV show for the episode Bollywood Homicide. The original credits are by the Friendly Indians, and this version also features Hindi singers and the Hindi language. Alors on danse by Stromae. Heterosexual Man by Odds. Run Boy Run by Woodkid. Ghost by Katy Perry. Somebody Told Me by The Killers. Holiday by Allison Irohita. Lucy Fears the Morning Star by The Diablo Swing Orchestra. Nikki Don't Stop by Ex-Girlfriends. Red Like Roses and Mirror Mirror by Jeff Williams. Look Good in Leather by Cody Chestnut. Improper Dancing by Electro Six. And I Am Not a Robot, the Greg Tyler remix by Marina and the Diamonds. Creator's Notes. Hi, Opal Song here. I just wanted to talk a little bit about creating this So You Think You Can Dance crossover review as opposed to the last one Sierra and I did, which we did an Attack on Titan crossover. And that one we had done, we did the final, like a review of what would be the final episode. So we really got to just sort of go bananas with picking whatever we wanted. We got to pick like whatever songs we wanted, whatever dance styles we wanted. We sort of just went through like, okay, here's a whole slew of songs that we want to feature. Let's, you know, figure out who can dance what to them. And I mean, we had to do a little bit of balancing for dance styles, because obviously even on the final day, they wouldn't have only contemporary or only hip hop or whatever. They would have a little bit of ballroom, a little bit of other stuff, but we could really play with sort of who's dancing and whatever, and we could just feature characters that we liked. This one was different and a little bit more difficult to come up with, actually, because it's week 4, which means the competition is still going strong, and we had to come up with actually a number of people that weren't main characters to sort of fill out the cast. And also people who, you know, we didn't maybe like as much, so we were allowed to make them not as spectacular. So yeah, that was a little difficult. Also balancing dance styles, because we had to make sure we had, you know, the different dance styles in there and that sort of thing, and have them be perfectly balanced, and then try to find music and which music are for these people and which music is going to be for the people that, you know, aren't very good at what they're doing, and or not that they're not very good, but, you know, that as reviewers we didn't like them and all of that sort of stuff. So it was sort of logistically a little bit more complicated and a little bit more difficult, which is interesting. Though I will say, we did have quite a bit of fun coming up with fun songs, and also trying to find the worst music possible for Cardin to dance to. That was a riot. Neither Seer nor I are professional dancers, and therefore we don't know the intricacies of some of the dance styles mentioned here. We're just fans of the show. This means that the dance style and the music that we have chosen for that dance might not actually mesh together in actuality. If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for myself and Seer. You can find this story at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!